Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, and as a trained and certified Christian mindset coach, I've helped hundreds of Christian women discover brain science-based mindset tools to help them grow closer to God and break free from anxiety, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and feeling like they're never enough. The Christian Mindset Coach is the award-winning podcast that shows you how to use simple brain science principles and biblical truth to renew your mind for lasting confidence, joy, and peace. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Christian Mindset Coach. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, and we're continuing these podcast episodes on meditation, talking about Christian meditation specifically and why it can be a really effective, powerful tool for those of us who want to not only find more calm and peace, but who also want to connect with God, who want a more natural way to bring God's peace into our bodies in only a few minutes a day, because we all are super busy. We all have a lot going on, and it can be really hard sometimes to just focus on the truths of God. But Christian meditation has been an excellent way for me to be able to do that. And I'm so excited to be able to encourage you guys to do that and to now have this resource available for you called the Christian Meditations for Daily Calm that allows you to have very specific ones you can follow along every day, or you can just find a topic and listen to this meditation that's helpful for you. So I've been talking about Christian meditation because we just released the Christian Meditations for Daily Calm. And I wanted to give you some more information about why meditation is such a great tool and to help dispel any myths that you have around meditation or any questions you have about it. Because I know it's not something maybe that all of us have grown up doing. And a lot of us may feel some fear around it because we're like, well, is that something that's even biblical? Or is it something that is part of an Eastern theology or things like that? And so we covered those kind of questions in the last episode, which was episode 219. So if you have that kind of question, please check that episode out, because we definitely want to make sure that everything we do is going to honor God. I wanted just to assure you and give you some very important information about the differences between Eastern meditation and Christian meditation, and even to show you some great Bible verses and stories of biblical characters who used meditation as a way to connect with God. So check out that episode, episode 219. So today I wanted to continue this discussion on meditation by focusing on the science behind meditation. This is something that maybe we don't cover, even if we talk about Christian meditation in the church. The science side of it isn't something that's talked about. There's been a lot of recent studies in the last few years where scientists have determined what have been or could be the results of something like meditation when used for a specific amount of time as applied to specific ailments like chronic disease or some mental health issues like depression and anxiety. What is the real result of this? Is it just a feel-good kind of a thing? And so I want to share some of those with you today. How meditation helps our minds be renewed, how it can help our bodies change and be stronger, and also, of course, we're going to cover how it supercharges our spiritual growth, because we have the Word of God that we're focusing on. We can't help but have an increase in how we connect with God when we're focusing on His Word. If you want to learn more about the type of meditation that I find helpful, it's a certain style that I use, you can check out the Christian Meditations for Daily Calm at vibrantchristianliving.com/calm, C-A-L-M, calm. And there's even a sample meditation on that page. So you can scroll down there, you can get access to the meditations on that page, but you'll also see a sample so you can try it for yourself. Let's talk first about how meditation renews our mind. Why is it such a powerful tool for relaxing our thoughts and refocusing our mind on other things besides the drama of the moment, so to speak? Well, one of those reasons is that Christian meditation can use a tool called mindfulness. And mindfulness is another one of those buzzwords that you hear out kind of in society right now. But mindfulness just simply means keeping our minds focused on what's going on right now. So allowing our thoughts to become aware of the present moment. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? Really stopping the thought train that our thoughts are often on, where we're thinking about stuff in the past or we're being afraid of something in the future, and saying, what's happening right now? What is something that's my reality? And of course, our greatest reality is our promises of God, the reality we have as his children of our identity in him. I mean, that there's nothing more real than the truth of that. We can get lost in all kinds of other stresses or even deceptions from the day. But when we focus back on this is my reality, the reality is I am loved, I'm cherished, I'm taken care of, I am watched by God, I am pursued by God, all of the things, all the promises we have in Christ. So being mindful of that is a part of meditation. And that is one reason why it renews our mind, is because it breaks that cycle of those racing thoughts and allows us to focus on what is the reality of right now, what is happening, and we can notice what's there. And that's another great reason why meditation is helpful for our mind, is that it does allow us to become more aware of what we're thinking and what's going on. Often I find that when I am meditating on a verse, as I just allow my mind to be still and to just focus on that concept, that is when I can hear the Spirit speak more clearly to me about some things in my body or in my life or in my relationships that need some attention. I speak about emotions being these check engine lights inside of us. And so often I find that the check engine light goes off when I'm doing meditation for God to say, have you thought about this? Do you notice this going on inside of you? And so that self-awareness is a really important piece that meditation allows us to have in terms of mind renewal. There was an interesting study done at Harvard University around the idea of, does meditation affect our ability to better manage our emotions? It took a group of people over 8 weeks doing meditation every day, a mindfulness-based meditation. And what they found was that there was an increase in the cortical thickness of the hippocampus area of the brain. Now, the hippocampus is responsible for learning and responsible for memory and emotional management as well. But what they found was that there was this increase in cortical thickness, and that the people who had gone through this were able to be a little more calm, a little bit more able to manage their emotions as it came to them. And you, again, you can see the biological effect of that with the cortical thickness increasing. It's so interesting. So there is literally this phenomenon that's happening when we're meditating, that it is literally changing our brain. We do know from brain science that whatever we focus on is what our brain will continue to repeat. Neuroplasticity is the concept that our brain is always changing and it's always moving towards whatever the brain is focusing on. Our brain is not the same as it was 3 months ago or 6 months ago. There's always new neurons being introduced, and those new neurons are going to be used on what is already being reinforced, what is already being strengthened in the mind. For example, here in that 8 week period, we saw that there was this increase. The brain had literally structurally changed because of something like meditation. As we'll talk about in a few minutes, imagine how we can change our brain in those areas to focus on the ability to manage our emotions differently, or like we'll learn in a minute, to be able to even manage pain differently, or to manage ongoing depressive issues, things like that. But imagine if we could renew our mind, literally as the Bible speaks of, as we're renewing and changing these brain patterns as on a structural level, we're literally changing how the brain absorbs and can hold on to things like truths about our identity, biblical truth, not to mention, of course, the idea of how that changes how we connect to God. So to me, this is just so exciting that there is evidence, physical evidence, of how our brain changes by something as simple as doing meditation. As I was doing research for this episode, I also learned that meditation can help our minds with memory loss. There were some studies that were done around elderly people and how doing meditation had allowed their brains to stay a little bit more fit, so to speak, to be able to hold on to memories longer. So that is interesting. And also the idea of lengthening our attention span. Meditation can help with memory loss. It can help with concentration, and it can help with things like anxiety. There was a study that was done where, again, 8 weeks of mindfulness meditation, it helped reduce anxiety symptoms in people with this generalized anxiety disorder. It all makes sense, because what we're doing in meditation is we are focusing our mind on something that, at least in Christian meditation, is life-giving. It is beyond what we are looking at in the day-to-day. It is beyond our circumstances. And it, for a Christian, is the full reality of who we are. So when we think about that and we meditate on that, it's going to change our thoughts from racing about our fears, from being all roiled up in doubts and inner lies or inner patterns. It's literally changing that. It's just fascinating that we're starting to see some science come out from that. Let's also talk about how meditation can help with our bodies. How does it heal our bodies? One of the biggest ways that it heals our bodies, which kind of relates to all the things we're going to talk about here, is that meditation helps turn on the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, there's two types of systems inside of our nervous system. There's basically two operating systems, maybe is a good way to look at it. Our operating system for our nervous system can be either in the parasympathetic mode or the sympathetic mode. The sympathetic mode is the fight or flight mode. It is the stressed out mode. It is I'm here to defend myself kind of mode. Whereas the parasympathetic mode is the rest and digest mode, is what it's sometimes called. So this is the mode where our body is calming itself. It's able to reduce our blood pressure down. It's the normal homeostasis that we're designed to stay at. And we always want to try to move our bodies towards parasympathetic because, of course, we don't need a reason to try to move into sympathetic. We have all kinds of reasons to cause us to jump into fight or flight. We always want to try to find ways to move our nervous system and our entire MO, our entire body, towards the parasympathetic. And meditation has been shown to be an excellent way to allow our body to get into that state. One of the ways that meditation is helpful, and again, related to the parasympathetic nervous system, makes total sense, is that it reduces the amount of the stress hormone cortisol. There was an 8-week study done by the University of Wisconsin using meditation and the participants. And what they found was they were trying to discern, how does meditation affect the body's ability to not just calm down and reduce stress, but literally, how does it affect the inflammation response? Because so many of these diseases that we deal with in our society are based on inflammation and they're stress related. And so interestingly, yes, it found that meditation lowered the amount of inflammatory chemicals that were in the bloodstream over that 8-week period of time. So it's so fascinating that what we're doing with our mind can directly affect the production of chemicals in our body. I mean, isn't that crazy? This is a powerful example, again, of the parasympathetic nervous system in action, reducing the stress hormone, the cortisol hormone, and also reducing the amount of inflammatory chemicals. Hey there, it's Alicia. Are you ready to bring more peace and calm to your day? I am so excited to tell you about my newest resource, Christian Meditations for Daily Calm. I have created this collection of 30 mini Christian meditation videos, each about 3 to 4 minutes long, designed to refresh your spirit when life is overwhelming and stressful. Each includes a Bible verse and affirmation statement about your identity as a cherished daughter of God, a breathing exercise to calm your body, and a visualization about this truth so that you can imagine with all of your senses what it's like to bask in God's amazing wisdom. These meditations are tailor-made to help you discover renewed strength and find inner peace. And at only 3 to 4 minutes long, you can listen to these meditations anywhere and fit them into even the busiest schedules. Listen, I have found Christian meditation to be not only a wonderful way to bring calm to my entire being, but also a great way to grow closer to God. The Christian Meditations for Daily Calm resource is an easy way to begin a regular Christian meditation practice or to just have a powerful stress-relieving resource on hand when you need to recenter yourself on God's Word. Head over to vibrantchristianliving.com/calm and get these 30 mini meditation videos on Bible verses to refresh your mind with God's peace and renew your confidence when life is overwhelming. Get access to the Christian Meditations for Daily Calm at vibrantchristianliving.com/calm. Another really interesting thing that the meditation can do is it can kick us into just a calmer state in general, and specifically the brain waves that we have. Our brainwaves can go from being more of those high alert waves to the slower, more relaxed waves that are associated with sleep, with rest. Obviously, we want to always try to be moving ourselves more towards that. The last one I want to mention here for a benefit for the body is that meditation has been found to reduce blood pressure, tying right into everything here with parasympathetic. But yeah, lowering blood pressure. It's interesting to see how meditation, something done in our mind, can bring a powerful effect on our entire body, even affecting our body systems. Third, how does meditation supercharge our growth with the Lord? Well, first, of course, meditation is not the only way to grow in our relationship with God. We have many ways that we can grow in a relationship. We have prayer, we have fasting, we have reading God's word, journaling a Bible verse out. But what I love about meditation is that not only does it have all the other physical benefits, we're infusing God's word into our entire being, and we are allowing ourselves to develop some of the characteristics that we need in order to grow in godliness. We mentioned previously that focusing on God's word allows us to slow down, to notice what's happening inside of us. Part of that noticing that comes with that is being with God in that meditation, noticing his spirit as well, and noticing the truth in light of what we're feeling. When we do that, we can develop compassion for ourselves. And this is a trait that is so important when we're processing our emotions. We need to be able to have compassion for ourselves. We cannot have compassion for others if we don't have compassion for ourselves. And being able to hear God say, "I understand, I'm with you in this," it can help us not feel so judgmental and quick to try to just shut ourselves down with truth, but to be able to say, yeah, it makes sense why I'm feeling like this. And that slowing down in meditation allows us to get to that place. So that's a great way that it can help us manage our emotions and connect with God. I also love how meditation allows us to understand biblical principles in a new way. Sometimes, I mean, let's just be honest, it can feel like we've heard a verse 1,000 times, or that it's just hard to imagine how that can apply, or we don't understand what it means fully, truly. And meditation can be very helpful because it gives a word picture behind it. And I'm speaking of meditation along with visualization. That is what I do in my meditations, the Christian meditations for calm. We use visualization. So for example, if we're talking about letting go of something that has been burdening us, there might be, as part of that meditation, there might be a visualization where we're asking ourselves to imagine we're at the edge of a stream and the stream is flowing peacefully and calmly. And we notice that Christ is there with us and he encourages us to pick up a stone. And then he asks us inside that stone to just imagine all of the stress, all of the worries, all of the fears that we're feeling, to take that and to put it in the river and to let it be released and to let it just float down the river, and to get it off of our back, so to speak. Being able to let go in a way that's very tangible is so important and so effective, because sometimes, you know, we say, just let go of it, stop worrying about it. But if we can visualize, yeah, I'm actually letting go of it, and doing that through this period of meditation while including Bible verses is really cool. It's really quite powerful in its process. Meditation is shown to help us step into God's peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "He will keep in perfect peace all whose thoughts are fixed on him." So when we fix our thoughts on God, he is allowing us to keep our thoughts in a peaceful state. And everything that we do in the Christian Meditations for Calm is about fixing our thoughts on God's word. So we're inviting calm in by literally fixing our thoughts on his promises. Knowing that his promises are true and being able to think about them regularly, it does not only bring calm in that moment, but it does change our perspective on how we look at things. It's something that's going to continue to resonate for us. And like we talked about before, it's going to continue to change our brain structure in terms of how do we approach a certain situation and what do we associate with it? What are we focusing on? We have tangible things to focus on that are different than the fear and the worry. We have the truths of God to focus on, and that ultimately brings us peace. So there's that peace in the moment that happens with meditation, and it's this ongoing peace that we get to experience. We're all looking for ways to make God's word more permanently established in our heart, whether that's scripture memorization, whether that's ongoing Bible study. We want the truths of God to keep resonating in our thoughts, and meditation is an excellent way to do that. Psalm 119:11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." When we are hiding his word in our hearts, it's literally a preventative for sin. It's literally changing us towards godliness, turning us from our flesh towards who we are meant to be in Christ. Meditation is an opportunity for us to stay connected and understand and embody those biblical truths inside of our minds. I wanted to conclude with meditation and staying focused on God's word is an excellent way just to connect with God and to keep him close to us. Psalm 1 is an amazing scripture. It's one of my favorites, but Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3 talk about how when we meditate on God's word, on his law, it says day and night, it's like we're like a tree sitting by the riverbank, absorbing all of the good nutrients that come by in the water. That's that concept. When we are able to regularly spend time meditating, allowing that to change who we are, it's going to keep us green. It's going to keep our leaves from never withering, as it says in that verse. It's going to keep us strong in him. So meditation is not the only way, of course, to connect with God, but it's a very powerful one. And one of the biggest challenges with meditation is that it's hard to kind of, especially if we haven't done it before, it's hard to do on our own. It's one of those things where we can sit there and grab a verse and think about it, but it can be a challenge because we're like, what am I supposed to do? Okay, I'm thinking about this verse. What does this mean? It can be really helpful to have a series of prompts or to have a video that can guide you or an audio that can guide you through it. And that's why I put together this resource, the Christian Meditations for Daily Calm, because I wanted to make it really simple for anyone to be able to say, okay, this is what I'm struggling with today. Number one, what verse can I meditate on? What can I think about? And how can I be led through that process in a way that's going to actually cause me to absorb what I'm thinking about? You know, it's going to actually change me and bring more calm. And I've found that doing some breathing exercises in the beginning is very helpful to kind of center our thoughts, calm us down, kick on that parasympathetic nervous system, and then to present the verse and to present an affirmation statement around that verse. So whatever the verse is, there is a statement that just, it just restates it into a single sentence in a way like that starts with an I am statement. And that just gives us something to hold on to. If it's kind of hard to absorb a verse that's several verses long, this is something that we can just repeat to ourselves, or we can think about it as we're going on the rest of the day. Once we have done that breathing exercise, we have read the verse and we're now thinking about it and meditating on that and the affirmation statement, then we move into the visualization part. And that's where we're taking the concept and we're putting some flesh on it in terms of how it can be lived out, how it can be interacted with. And I shared with you one of those examples before with the stones at the river. But there are, in these meditations for calm, there's 30 different meditations. There are 30 different visualizations. Because I'm somebody who doesn't want to hear the same thing over and over again. Like, I don't need to put the stone into the river every single day, right? So it's something that it's a different twist and a different way to interact with those scriptures every day. And after we've done that interaction, we've released, we spent time just sitting there in that presence with the Lord. We focus on something we're grateful for. How does this swell up gratitude? How does this change where we're at? And we close with that concept is, what is that I'm going to take from this moving forward in my day? How's it going to change the reality of what I started this meditation with to start with? And this is why meditation is so powerful, is because it gives us that little stopping break in between from what we're feeling and the craziness. Just stop, slow down, allow us to focus on God's word. And then we can enter back into the situation with a different mindset completely. And I love these meditations because they're only 4 to 5 minutes long. And although we'd all love to be able to have an hour to meditate in the morning and an hour to meditate before we go to bed, I understand the reality of that. I'm a busy mom too. I work. I get it. We can't always just, so let me go stop and meditate in a meadow for an hour, you know? So I wanted to give you guys something that's very practical. That's something you can tap into that's available on your phone in an instant. And that relates to you. There are 30 different topics of these meditations, and they're all related to things that we are struggling with throughout the day, when you really need to know that God is going to give you the strength to get through a difficult situation, when you need to find God's peace through something hard, when you need to know you're not alone in your circumstance. These are some of the kinds of topics that are in there, and you can pull those out individually as you're feeling that and you're needing that throughout your day. Or you can go in order from day one to day 30 and just systematically do them. Maybe you do one topic twice that day, or you just do it once. Maybe you do it when you wake up in the morning and it's just a great way to start your day, or you do it on a lunch break. It's just a way to allow your mind to continue to absorb God's word
in only a few minutes. I wish I'd had something like this when I was a young mom, because I would have loved to just have gone into the bathroom in those days when life was crazy and my kids just, you know, would not give me a moment to be able to calm down because I'm running and running. And I would have loved to be able to just go into the restroom or go into my bedroom and shut the door for a minute and just calm down. It's just a very practical tool. And I think we all need more practical tools for stress relief and to be able to grow in Christ. So hope you check it out. Christian Meditations for Daily Calm. You can find them at vibrantchristianliving.com/calm. And like I said, you'll find the sample meditation on that page as well. And you can get access to the meditations. We are going to continue to talk about meditation next week, but we're going to focus on another big obstacle that a lot of us struggle with doing anything and adding anything new to our routine. And that is the idea of, how do I do this if I'm already busy? So I want to give you 15 different ways that you can add meditation to your already busy schedule. I believe that anyone can do these meditation exercises every day. I really do. 3 to 4 minutes. You can do 3 to 4 minutes, ladies. I know you can. This is something that's an investment in you. It's part of learning how to take care of yourself. And these are things that we need to do to be able to maintain and show up the way God wants us to, right? Check out the meditations in the meantime, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today. Please go to vibrantchristianliving.com and click on podcast to get the full show notes and more info on the resources that we talked about in today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe and to leave a 5-star rating and review in your favorite podcast player. Thanks. I'll see you back here next week.